Good afternoon, good evening, Power Hour Nation, wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea, from the shores to the shores beyond, all across this wonderful existence, this Eden we call our home. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. I'm supposed to have a guest in the second hour, but I haven't heard from him. It's like he dropped off the face of the earth or something like that, and that was Norman Traversy, the fellow who is taking Emperor Justinian Trudeau to court. And he just has a wealth, he calls it a duffel bag, full of evidence to have the quick trial and take him to the hanging tree. It is just unbelievable the material that this gentleman has unearthed and put in one place. It is also very, very risky to take on the forces of darkness in open warfare, in the public media, or in the officialdom of courts. After reviewing a lot of this material, which I made copious notes on, so if he has fallen off the face of the earth, or if they haven't found his body, or for whatever reason, we might not be able to get a hold of him, I will probably be writing a blog, and I took the hint from Jack last time out, where he called Trudeau Caligula, and call him the Canadian Caligula. Justinian just isn't going to be mean enough to cut it anymore. And I just cannot believe the complicated web that controls this country and our Siamese twin, the United States, through the bonds of evil matrimony between the Clinton Foundation and our politicians. It is just mind-blowing. You know, if you couldn't sit in polite company, really, to really discuss a lot of these issues. And I'm just flabbergasted at how evil can be. It's a bottomless pit. There is nothing to stop the fall of humankind, even if we're dealing with humankind. Because I say, and I stand by my words, and it seems they're reinforced at almost every other door or window I open or peer through, that this is the reality. The reality is we're being taken over in a digital existence in a way that is going to make the old idea of the Mark of the Beast system with a microchip look like a joke. What I heard today from Singapore for the Singapore financial crisis on how banks will not exist anymore. Countries will no longer exist. They're probably almost, if not gone now, they will be gone shortly. And some of the technology that they've come up with is just absolutely mind-boggling. But in one avenue, they're stealing from God and using his creation in a digital format that is just mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing, that whatever storage device existed for computers in the past, including the cloud, is obsolete, and that they will use the DNA. Remember, Jack said a while back on a show, which one I don't recall now, but that DNA is an antenna. And that's how we pray and communicate with God. So if we change our DNA through these new vaccines that are supposed to be coming along that actually change the format of the DNA, they change the frequency of reception of the antenna, so we will no longer be in communication with our Creator. We will be in communication with the beast. And we won't be able to escape because you're on another channel, and once this damage is done, it can't be undone. So you've crossed the divide, and there's really no coming back at that point. So that's the amazing thing about that, that just a small amount of DNA, 1 pound of bacterial DNA, can store everything on the Internet for a long period of time, far longer than any other storage capability that's ever been devised so far. They were saying up to 100 years. So I posted a video on my website, conspiracy-cafe.com. Rick Wiles went to this conference. He's there till Friday. And after listening, you know, to what's coming down, how and why, it's almost like, you know, I need to take a pill, relax, sit down, and maybe go into that last little snippet of Eden while I can and enjoy living things, fresh air, the sun, the moon, the stars, the clouds, the sunshine, and just realize that what we have is so precious. And the organized powers of darkness are so evil that they will rip that from our grasp. And most of us don't even have the slightest clue that this is what's coming down the track. So I always like to introduce the show with, you hear that sound? You hear that sound, son? That's freedom. I love to wake up to the sound of freedom in the morning. It sounds like victory. And there's no greater victory than cavalry, and no greater cavalry than the Power Hour cavalry. We're forming posse, and we're going to take on all these forces of darkness and explain them to you in minute detail so that you can understand and arm yourself with knowledge and put up prayer envelopes around us, because we can write the programming of the Matrix with our thoughts, with our prayers, with written things. That's why the freedom of speech is so controlled. Because if everything on the internet can be put in 1 pound of bacterial DNA, what power do you have? It also opens up an interesting door to the holographic universe concept, that the universe is a hologram and that every part has everything in it. Well, I'm sure God has far surpassed what man is thinking about doing in the next couple of few years with storing information on our DNA, that everything's already in our DNA from existence. And that's why maybe some of us have what, you know, some people would call paranormal experiences, or experience with past times, or being able to see the future, or being able to have what, you know, might be termed ESP, or to just understand the great vagaries of the universe in some unexplained way, is because it's already stored in you. It's just you have difficulty accessing it properly. Where if you could access it properly, then great powers and abilities would be at your fingertips. And maybe that's where the masters of the system have one up on us. Daniel Estulin was making a big point of the fact there's no backup system or no future for the Bretton Woods system. Well, this tells us there is, and it is just absolutely all invasive, all powerful, all evil. And it also made me think of Revelation 18. Because I remember reading that. When you read something a long time ago, the technology doesn't exist at that time to help you understand it. So it's kind of filed away in your brain, but you don't really understand the fine detail of what it means until the world matures a little bit to take us closer to a certain point. And then all of a sudden, it just makes so much more sense that you have to know that we are on the verge, of not just a collapse of our reality, a seizure of our basically bodies and souls, our countries, our property, our minds, our intellect, to be enslaved in some sort of digital concentration camp. And when we know that, when we see that, it has to humble you, I hope, and bring you closer to the God that made you and seek his protection. But Revelation 18 talked about merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls, of fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all thine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of precious stone and of brass and of iron and of marble, cinnamon and odors and ointment and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves, and the souls of men. And the fruits of desire of thy soul are departed from thee, and all the fat and goodly things are perished from thee, and they shall find them no more at all. And why would that happen? So in my younger years when I read that, I would just think, oh, well, you know, maybe there'd be a nuclear war or something like that, and everything would kind of disappear and such like that. But in this lead-in, this phase to the new digital order, we all disappear into some sort of computer mindset, some sort of silicon database, some sort of digital prison. and these things go with it. That was one of the things that was brought up at this conference, because a lot of us are, you know, old-fashioned in some of our outlooks on money, and we like precious metals and think of them as the real money. They covered that as well, where because of all the complications of having and holding gold, they will issue digital tokens, just like they do bitcoins, for those little pieces of gold and silver, and that you will have your share. And everything will be done through your own tablet. Phones will even, the iPhones will be obsolete, replaced by Google Glasses, and ultimately something embedded directly into your mind, I'm sure, the total Mark of the Beast system, so that you can do all this yourself. You will be your own bank, your own ability to control, hopefully, your destiny, but I doubt that very much. I look at it as a trap. And the reason I look at it as a trap is, if you know anything about baiting an animal or something, like the better the bait, the more likely you are to catch the animal. And as humans, we're very, very susceptible to that. So if everything goes into digital tokens, and they mention that could be anything and everything, would have a digital token share. And what could happen to that in a very short period of time, like all the things I mentioned, including the souls of men, could just disappear in a heartbeat because you walked in to a certain valley that Satan controlled access to. And once you got in there, they slammed the door on you and you can't get out anymore. Very, 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 very interesting things. They even said that nations will be digital, because there's really no need to take up physical space anymore in a cyber world. And that these digital nations will compete for the best citizens. And you will be a digital citizen as well. So you don't have to really occupy space anymore. And maybe that's part of the reason you see these mass migrations and such like that, is to destroy the old concept of nation state, citizenship, freedom, the ability to move, and put us into some sort of old-fashioned turmoil, so that when the trap is sprung, we have absolutely no idea that it was sprung on us or why. And this is just, no one's going to tell you this. You're not going to go on the local news and hear anybody talk about things like that. These, and even though these are very popular, there's thousands and thousands of people attending this Singapore conference, central bankers, all sorts of corporate heads and things like that. And they also talk about the new money, of course, because banks will disappear. There will be no banks. The central banks will probably want to fight this to some degree, but the technology may overwhelm them, where money will just be this digital type of ornament that we know as Bitcoin and the other variations. And that will be it, something encrypted. And that will be your life, your reality, and you'll control it all. You won't need a third party to do it for you, because you'll just do it online with encryption technology to take in something of value and to put out something of value. And these old antiquated concepts will be gone, and they will eliminate what we have tended to know as currency. China feels that they can get rid of it rather soon. And all these tech companies, they're coming in like a freight train to pick up the slack. They want to be the money creators, because, of course, then they'll have all the power. So Google, Facebook, Apple, IBM, you pick something, they'll want to get in there. And they will drive out the technology company. So one of the examples they heard about at one of the sessions was the fact that the motor companies may disappear. Google will make cars. And what the former car company will do is they will sell you a rideshare program of some sort, something like Uber, to accommodate your ability to move, but not actually make a car anymore. And that also completely eliminates your freedom of movement, as far as I'm concerned. And when we wonder, in this era, why there's so much pressure everywhere to disarm people in the here and now in the physical environment, I think if you even came close to even mentioning a few of these things in the era of 1776 or anywhere along the bumpy road, you would have been locked up as mad. Completely and totally. Never mind to think that this could be your reality in a very short period of time. And no one is informing you much at all, especially the basically fake news, I guess, for lack of a better word. The corporate news system is just constantly rattling on about the most trivial, minor details. Schoolyard gossip. Like sometimes I walk past the TV when it's on and I listen to the mundane conversation of, you know, just maybe the slightest bit past pee-pee, poo-poo, and caca. And this is corporate media that you're willing to pay for by having cable access and such. Maybe a lot of you Power Hour Nation listeners don't do that. But there is a place, of course, where you can pay for something that will reward you in the short term and the long term by giving you good health, help you maintain your wealth, your freedom, your sovereignty, your ability to think and reason, to stay alive as God created you. Power Hour Nation. Always think about them as the source of manna, nourishment for your soul, your mind, your body, and make sure that they do not starve. There's that old Indian tale, which wolf prospers? The one you feed. One wolf will liberate you, and the other wolves want to devour you. Why would you give your money, your effort, to the wolves that want to tear you apart and devour you? Makes no sense at all, really. So when you divorce yourself from this system, which isn't too hard to do, really, because once you get inured to taking pure spring mountain water, the sewer water from the other ones is just readily obvious from the foul odors that emanate from what they have to offer you. And the clear crystal spring waters of a truth source like Power Hour Nation leaves no doubt in the choice that you should be making if you somehow desire to maintain a life and a reality the likes of which you have known. And I find it, you know, very, very difficult to understand how sometimes people are shown the choices, can hold them, touch them, feel them, listen to them, see them, and they throw away what's valuable and go back to the garbage. But that's another Proverbs saying that, you know, I've remembered, a fool returns to his folly like a dog returns to his vomit. It is so true, so clear, so obvious, and so many want to lap up that vomit beyond belief. Totally shocking, really. But we give you a fighting chance. A fighting chance. And that may hopefully save some remnants of this Eden, its existence, its people, to understand the fruits of the trees. The fruit of the tree of life, from which we sprung, and I guess you really couldn't call it fruit, but the poison from the tree of knowledge that we so readily absorbed into our reality, into our space, probably because of ignorance and the fact that we could never conceive, really, how bitter a poison it really is. But when Jack advised us of this world sentient simulation, which has been on the drawing boards for some time, and one of the articles he referred to went back to 2007, and, you know, I feel disappointed I hadn't come across it sooner, but I'm glad I know about it now, at least, to realize that they are working overtime, to trap us in this digital existence. And something very, very weird happened. I came across a news article about, you know, the Bitcoin theft in Iceland, where burglars went into the place where they mine Bitcoins. And I've always been, you know, just one of those little things that's hard to swallow. You know, it's not like you got the seven dwarfs down there with shovels and pickaxes mining Bitcoins and pulling them out and bringing them to the surface. Like in regular mining, it's just that they need all these computers all tied up in a special place cold, preferably, because they overheat, so that they can encrypt Bitcoin. And I find that, rather strange that the encryption just couldn't be done by a smaller computer or somewhere else, anywhere else, at that. But that's not the case. Not at all. So they came in and they stole 550 of these computers in a very complex, you know, almost like one of those Pink Panther type crimes to lure the security away, get inside. And there really wasn't a lot of security there. It's Iceland. You know, nobody really does much terrible in Iceland. And everybody knows everybody. But they stole 550 of these machines, everything, all the parts, the programs, just cleaned the place right out. And I started to think, well, what was actually in those computers? And why would someone go to great pains to take them? Of course, yes, maybe they could make their own bitcoins and we could have counterfeit bitcoins based on a real model of them. Or is there something deeper to what's in those computers? Is that an artificial environment, an artificial kingdom, an artificial prison of souls based on whatever reality we gave in metadata to these giant corporations and such? Because if that's the case, then a whole dimensional space of reality may have been captured, altered, changed, and possibly even used for something else. And that would be a horrible state of affairs, really. Because it's a war that we can't fight in, because we don't understand it. And we don't know what tools to use or what resources to use to deal with a battle, an interdimensional battle, in something like a cyberspace. Very, very interesting thing, to say the least. Anyway, we're coming up to the break. I'm your guest host from Canada. Well, at last, if it is even here, George Freund. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from the Digital Nation of Canada, hopefully not, George Freund, here to talk to you about some of the changes in the world. Some of the defenses you have, of course, come from Power Hour Mall, and they have perfect gifts for people who are into the gift-giving around Christmas at powermall.com. Click on the Holiday tab to see what great gifts we have in stock. Holiday gift wrapping is also available. Save and bundle with Vitamir Oral Health Bundle with regular toothpaste, one toothpaste and one mouthwash. Savings of $3.50 or 16%. Vitamir Oral Health Bundle with CoQ10 toothpaste. One toothpaste, one mouthwash, savings of $3.50, 16%. The Winter Wellness Bundle, one oregano oil, one super silver, one silver lozenges, savings of $18.45 or 16%. Promotions this week, 10% off activated charcoal, 10% off eye complex, 10% off Strauss products, heart drops, cold, storm, smooth oregano. New customers get 10% off their first ordering using the code FIRST10 at checkout. And this is just so important that you could watch 100 hours of media selling you all sorts of garbage, poisons, and people line up to get them. And Power Hour is giving you the gift of life and health, which is really the gift of wealth, for a very modest amount of money. And with that, we can take on the forces of darkness and hold them in the fiery pit where they belong. And you do that by brushing your teeth, as opposed to having to load the muskets defending the Alamo. It's quite a bargain, really. And there's something I can say about these alternative toothpastes. I haven't had a cavity in years. Years. Admittedly, I stopped taking a lot of the poisons, like the colas and sweetie things and stuff like that that rot your tooth enamel out. And, you know, it's just a joy. The only time they really got to do anything to me is if one is damaged or lost and I have to have it replaced. Good deal, especially if you don't have a dental plan. Save you a fortune. And CoQ10 is just so important for heart health. That is the ultimate heart medicine that they take out when they give you some of these cardiac pills. So after my heart attack, you know, they were telling me, you know, at the course that you take, don't take CoQ10. You know, okay, why is that? And then I find out that one of the drugs they give me strips it away from my body. And if you don't put it back, so after like a couple of years of, I took it anyway, arguing with my cardiologist, he says, oh, yeah, take that stuff. That's okay for you. Well, why would you want to put people on some kind of poison that hurts them when in reality you should be taking the natural products that restore, build, and put you back on track? It's a no-brainer. I even go so far as to say that I think they're trying to kill us, really. Like here in Canada the other day, they had the Coalition for Gun Control down at City Hall just screaming for blood to go after all the legitimate sports shooters in this country who somehow, you know, when the battle cry is called, seem to be AWOL for one reason or another. I guess they're afraid to take on the forces of darkness because it's more a Christian thing. And, you know, I realize what's at stake and I've always known what's coming. And it just, you just know when they come down to the enslavement of Christians and ultimately the killing and murdering of Christians as the Antichrist system takes over, they probably want it to be a little easier to do. And I realize the shooting sports are sports, and people addicted to sports really don't pay much attention to anything else. But when they're coming for you first, I'd listen with both ears, personally. And I don't see anything wrong with jumping up and down in the street and doing a counter-protest to say, like, hey, wait a minute, I have rights, this is my property. And I haven't done anything wrong, and why does my property have to be taken away from me? And what about all these other issues that are coming down the trail? I see the red herrings here, the art of war being practiced on us, and the useful idiots that are allowed to have the airtime and publicity to lure the unsuspecting into the trap. The political parties have things that are kind of like the old Wizard of Oz cartoons that used to be out. You know, the streets are paved with gold, no one ever grows old, and you just have to, you know, be with the wizard and the Wizard of Oz. And they give you these lies, and people believe it. It's a terrible shame, really. A terrible, terrible shame. But there are resistors out there who just don't swallow it all, hook, line, and sinker. And, you know, to know actually what has happened in some of these instances, especially in Canada, they tried to say somebody stole a couple of handguns from a store in Saskatchewan. These were given to the shooter who went wild on the Danforth and opened fire in Greektown and killed and injured people. Well, I looked into that very, very severely. I found out, you know, I reported that on Power Hour, that there was a terrorist attack planned, but this was just like the sidebar. Somehow these guys got like 42 guns, and I imagine with consecutive serial numbers. They never talk about those because those were probably paid and ordered by the state. And that the fact that they had this carfentanil drug, which is a mild form of a nerve toxin, maybe even not that mild, and they had, I think it was like 30 kilograms of the stuff, enough to kill everybody in the Dome Stadium if it was released. But somehow, by some marvelous stroke of luck, Durham Regional Police were able to seize these things from the Patsy's brother, who was in a coma from exposure to this stuff. And that's not reported for some strange reason. So the only logical conclusion I can come to is those guns were stolen in a black ops. You're in the middle of Saskatchewan in farm country. You might as well be on the moon. It's probably like one road in, one road out. How do you find the burglars? You know, like, I don't know, maybe we'll set up a roadblock. You know, it's Andy of Mayberry stuff. Barney could catch them. But nobody catches them. There's no suspects. And somehow the gun mystically appears in Toronto. That's black ops. But 99% of the people don't even know what a black ops is. And they're going to make decisions about all our collective futures and security. That's why in the communist days, they always called them useful idiots. Hong Kong protests. 70-year-old man hit by brick during clashes in the Shengshu dies in hospital. That's one thing I have to give credit where credit is due to these people in Hong Kong. It's just the tenacious efforts that they're putting forward to maintain a system of life like they used to have in the old British Empire when Hong Kong was, yeah, we know the government cheats us and we know the Brits are kind of been an evil empire over the years and such like that. But you had a far greater level of freedom and movement, even if a lot of it was illusory, than you had in the past. And they're just not giving up. That's the spirit of 1776. And it just makes me good to feel that there are people that, in spite of overwhelming odds, will not give up, that will fight this tooth and nail and say in Chinese, give me liberty or give me death. And you have to love people like that. You really do. And sometimes I have to look around me at the people I live with and go, why are we all such gutless cowards? And there's no answer. Maybe it's the fluoride in the toothpaste in the water. It's supposed to make you docile. Ukraine foreign minister, USAID investigations were never linked. Most likely not. I look at this, it was a witch hunt. That somebody's trying to make a mountain out of a molehill to use anything. It's like the old TV show Get Smart for the Democrats and people that hate Trump. It's Get Trump at all costs. Make it up. Fake it. Whatever you have to do. Violate every precept we hold dear as long as you get Trump. And that's the disgusting part of it. As if no government ever in American history had some sort of dealings with other countries to say, you do this, or you don't get this, or we do that to you. And that could be like surrendering Osama bin Laden or putting a pipeline somewhere or whatever. There's always these kinds of negotiations that are just accepted as business, in exclamation points. And now all of a sudden, the Democrats are walking on water, claiming to be Christ, and saying Trump is evil by doing this. Where the question really should be, what is the dirt on Biden? Not how they got the evidence. In the old British system, they used to have judges' rules and things that went back to the Victorian era or the end of the Victorian era. And they had a thing in an appeal court way back then that said it didn't matter how the evidence was obtained. If you stole it, even, because the evidence is the evidence. And that's what we're looking for. And Trump didn't steal it. He just asked him to turn it over. But in British jurisprudence way back then, that was acceptable. And if Biden really is a crook, we don't give him the keys to the store. I hope. North Korea, U.S. offering to restart nuclear talks in December. Well, Winston Churchill said a lot about that. Better to jaw a jaw than to war war. And anything that stops another conflict on the Korean Peninsula. Dirty, vile, evil war like you'd find anywhere ever in human history has been there in the past and will be there in the future if we don't come to some sort of terms. And it would be the hardest on the poor innocent people in the Koreas that have very little say in what's going on in these affairs. And I'd like to see that perhaps once we can negotiate some of these things and come to common terms, common ground. The other big thing is with the advances in the money system and the way they're talking in Singapore, North Korea is just a fading light in the sky or any other thing that used to be called a nation state or a dictator or whatever. They will just be lost. So I guess that's the yin with the yang. Ceasefire broken by new barrage of Gaza rockets fired into Israel. Well, as wars go, it's where these agents provocateurs, these militant groups, it's not like they leave a resume about their backgrounds and who's paying them or may have paid them to start some of these wars. And this is the most common thing, is you get people to shoot at you or fire at you, and then you can retaliate with justice, so they say. You know, that's the largest concept of that, was probably Pearl Harbor in more recent memory as that day draws near. And remember the Maine in Santiago Harbor a long time before that, or the Gulf of Tonkin incident for more recent history. It's just the way they do business. It's Machiavelli's handbook in a way. Multiple victims in California high school shooting, suspect at large. So these things always get the play. Doesn't matter where it is. the shooting takes precedence. That was the old thing in newspapers. If it bleeds, it leads. And it's just, you know, such a terrible thing in a way, because we probably induce, if some of these people aren't false flag players, the mentally unstable to get their time of fame by juicing it up and spreading it all over the world, that you become an instant celebrity of some sort or another, whether you live or die or spend the rest of your life in prison. The dysfunctional mind really doesn't care, but we give them a power in a way by covering it to that degree. The media does it to try to vilify our rights and freedoms, especially the Second Amendment, but are they really greasing the wheels for events like this, where you have all these copycat kind of things? You don't really want to be a copycat if you die in obscurity and no one ever knows that you even were there in the first place. So who's the devil? Who's the demon in some of these things? It's like in Toronto, too, with the gun control part. The doctors were in there. They got this doctors group, and, you know, they want to stop all the shootings and all this rest of this crap. I go, well, you'd feel better if they were all stabbed to death or blown up or burned alive or something like that. That would be a step in the right direction. But you look at these people. You sell the poison drugs. You give them to people. More people die of pharmaceutical problems, and, you know, it's right at the top of the list, if it isn't the top of the list, in the United States and in Canada, too. They even had a thing out you know, saying that some of the heart drugs caused cancer. So you're quite prepared to kill people so that you can maintain your mansion and your yacht. It doesn't bother you in the slightest degree because you have a license and you probably get kickbacks from some of these drug companies and things like that. You give out poison like radiation and chemotherapy. That's fine. I'm making money from that. I got to get those nasty guns. Who are you kidding? Like, if some of these doctors got on a Jeep, like used to be in the old TV show, The Rat Patrol, with a belt-fed machine gun in the back and drove down a busy street and started blasting people, they couldn't kill as many people as they do with what comes out of these little pill bottles or some of these treatments. They couldn't. Or that they're devious and dirty, and they won't even tell you there's an alternative product that's natural and healthy that does the job, because Big Pharma can't make money on it, and they won't get any kickbacks. So they won't tell you. Isn't that murder? I think it is in God's eyes. And that's going to be the ultimate judge of the affair. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick announces his run for the White House. Well, I don't think it's going to be that great a run. I never even heard of the guy before. But he's a close friend and ally of former President Barack Obama, the you know, sacred wonder of turning the world upside down. And I guess that'll get him started. But if he thinks for a minute he's going to have much of a chance to run against Trump, even if they let Obama run against Trump, I think Trump would eat him for breakfast. Jurors to decide Roger Stone's fate. Well, it's about the only good news in the system is that we have juries. Hopefully they're intelligent juries. Hopefully they're juries that understand the evil, despicable ways of prosecutors, of the state, just of organized crime with a license, and that when it comes to we the people deciding on we the other people, that they decide in their favor in a nonpartisan way and liberate this man from his punishment and the whole nation from their punishment, to have to live in a dystopian world where everything's faked, lied about, cheated, manipulated for personal gain of basically criminal enterprises vying for control of the state. That's where you have that power. And if it's your turn, take it, listen well, study, analyze what's before, and if necessary, be prepared to acquit. Because you look at the lists of the wrongfully convicted, it's very, very long. And it is your moral duty as a human being, as an American, to acquit and not be bullied into convicting innocent people or railroading, as it used to be called in the past. TSA expects record number of flyers over Thanksgiving. Well, that doesn't surprise me in the slightest. And sometimes I wish everybody just stay home for a year or two until the TSA is no more. and you don't need all the searching and back scanner, radar, x-rays, and exposure to just a complete and total devastation of all the values that are held dear to go eat a turkey. Because a lot of the people under the illusion of fighting for our freedom never went home, or went home severely wounded, possibly mentally disabled, maybe addicted to substances, so that we could enjoy these freedoms that we'll take away from ourselves because of fear. I think I'd rather just get on the plane blindly, and if I die, I die, because it's going to happen someday anyway, but just to know that I had that freedom, even if it was the last few minutes of my life. When I look at old ads, some of the ones that really appealed to me were the airplanes, you know, especially like the clippers that went across the Pacific, you know, that landed on the water. What a romantic time to be in, to fly in those planes. Take you forever almost to get across the Pacific, but it's just so beautiful. Or other old aircraft, too. But you see people just getting on them like you're getting on the bus. And you go, wow. When I was a child and before, people were free. Isn't that great that you could just get on the plane and go somewhere? And maybe even if a couple of, friendly Americans were packing, the last thing the terrorist is going to want to do is announce himself, because they'd probably beat him into the ground if he was fortunate enough to live. And that would be the end of it. But, a great, great time. I told you about, going across the Rockies with my kids in the glory days, where you're invited into the cockpit to look at the mountains. And the pilots talk to your children. Everybody's like, family, and it's decent and wholesome. If I only had 5 more minutes to live, I'd want to live like that. Than to be put up against the wall. Or see somebody's grandmother thrown up against the wall and searched like she's somebody going into a prison for life, for whatever crime they may have said they committed. Secret consumer scores explain why some people get much better service than others. Why does everything have to be a secret? They spy on you 6 ways from Sunday. So they collect all kinds of data on you, and based on the data that they collect, you're either a person or Orwell's non-person, and again, you're put up against the wall and treated like rats. This is unbelievable. By and large, at least in the Christian world, there's redemption. So even if you were bad at some point of time, you can turn that all around, turn it into good, and be redeemed for whatever sin debt you had in the past and start over. You're reborn, except in the computer digital world or by the big corporations. Then you become like Les Miserables, Jean Valjean, hunted down, bullied, intimidated for the rest of your miserable existence. It's a no-brainer to me. I've met people in business situations where some of them are rather lackluster, and then you turn it around. That's part of human relations and just being decent. And then to see something turn around, it's just like you grew a plant from a seed. You're proud, you're happy, because you did it. And you're not just toe-holed in some terrible, terrible place forever. Hard to understand why we let these things come upon us, but that's why they do it in secret, I guess, because maybe we wouldn't. Boeing, humans step in after robots fumble 777 jet assembly. That's probably one of the biggest faux pas of the robots, is making institutionalized mistakes. Part of it is they don't do it with intent or outright carelessness. It's probably a lack of programming or a lack of ability for us to really understand in our greed to cut humans out of the workforce that we allow this to happen. But it can happen just so easily. So fuselage sections were mistakenly put together, and the plane's not going to fly. It's going to come down. See, I'm not big on robotics at all, really, for some of these things, because ultimately that's the system, is they will do the working. In a funny part, if we can call it funny, but I do put up old TV shows that I find on my website, and I found somebody, I was looking for something else, and I found one called Out of the Unknown. It's a 1960s BBC thing, and they destroyed all the prints. So they have a copy, but it's like the working copy for the studio, so it's got titles and a clock going through it. They found some of them in France. So at all, three have been recovered out of the two-year series. One of them was called The Midas Plague. It's all about the world that's taken over by robots in construction of everything. And people don't work much. It's almost like a punishment to get time to work. And you have to consume everything the robots make. And there's a social credit system in there. If you don't consume enough, you lose points and you drop to the bottom of the pool in human existence. So you just have to basically waste and burn, eat 20 chickens a day, drink a gallon of liquor, and then two more gallons after that. It's just like humorous comedy through the whole thing. And the star of the show has a way to give the robots the ability to feel and experience things like humans. So the robots get drunk. They have like a big devastation party to use up all the stuff that this guy can't possibly ever use. And he becomes a hero because he's consuming 220% more than his social credit score. And he gets to go to see the prime minister. And what he finds out is absolutely amazing. The prime minister is really a robot and not a human being. We'll get into that a little more on the flip side. Hopefully we can get in touch with our guest. And if we can't, I'll go through a lot of his material for him. Thanks for coming out.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right